Good morning, New Brunswick. I am still smiling from the launch of the school breakfast program last week. I'm proud to see that commitment roll out. Every public school and every student across our province will now have access to a free breakfast. Better mornings, better learning for all. Here's what I've got on this week. Today, I'll be presenting the Council of the Federation Literacy Awards to Marie Doiron of Brantville and Ginny Hooper of St. John. Then I'll be meeting with Evan Davies of the Todd Group, and at the end of the day, meeting with the CEO of the Canada Infrastructure Bank, Aaron Corey. On Tuesday, I start with a one-on-one with our MLA and speaker, Francine Landry. Then I'm meeting with members of my team and our staff to start building the next capital budget. Then it's on to a joint policy and treasury board committee for consideration of a proposal. And finally, I head to my constituency office for a few meetings with residents and my riding team. On Wednesday, I start the day with a briefing on the progress of our mental health commitments. Then I meet with the New Brunswick Nonprofit Housing Association, the Housing Hub, the New Brunswick Land Trust Co-op, and the Cooperative Housing Federation for Canada, alongside Minister David Hickey. And then next is a meeting to discuss home care and long-term care with Minister Miles, Minister Boudreau, and their team. I'll round out the day with some preparation for Thursday's cabinet meeting and then head to my 41st blood donation. Thursday starts with our weekly cabinet meeting, followed by our priorities board. Then I sit down with Minister McKee and his team for a monthly justice update. After that, I'm hitting the road for Moncton to get a tour of Molson with CEO Chantal Butler, followed by a meeting with the Vice President of Air Canada to talk about the state of Air Canada's network in New Brunswick. Later that night, I'm attending the Night Out with the Premier's event, hosted by the Peter McKee Community Food Centre, where I'll join Premier Rob Lance, former Premiers Stephen McNeil and David Allward, as well as former Federal Minister, the Honourable Peter McKay, to support this fundraiser for people experiencing food insecurity. Friday morning, I start with a caucus meeting, then meeting with my Chief of Staff and our Senior Directors. Then I meet with the leads of the NB Power Comprehensive Review to see how it's going. And then it's off to take in the Harvest Music Festival for Joel Plaskett and Goose. Have a great week, New Brunswick.